Supply chain network optimization strategy. Many companies become bogged down in their evolution through the stages of optimization. While companies may find it easy to see the value of working toward internal integration, they may be unwilling or unable to make the leap of trust involved in external integration. Different divisions or businesses within a supply chain may be at different levels. Many companies move one or two business units into the next level and move more of the company or network only if successful. The lowest common denominator in the network may become the bottleneck preventing the system from advancing to the next level. For example, most large organizations now have ERP systems and other supply chain systems, such as a warehouse management system. But this alone may not be enough to place an organization at a higher level. Rather, a majority of the items must be present to reach a higher stage of optimization. To move between stages, companies must continually refine their strategies and develop new technologies. Optimization and innovation are never-ending goals. Competitive analysis may play an important role in motivating continued investments in supply chain network optimization. As supply chains attain new stages of sophistication, the collaborative capacity of cross-enterprise management teams will mature in proportion to their stage. These teams will be better at soft skills, such as building consensus as well as the technologies involved. This maturity cannot be gained except through experience. Because of this, and because of the great complexity involved in the planning and execution required to pass from one stage to the next, supply chains cannot skip stages. The higher the collaborative capacity, the greater the demand for more enabling technology and new processes, such as for transparency. Recognizing and responding to this demand drives further collaboration. It may be that the next opportunity for collaboration lies beyond linking the network and will only be clear when more companies have reached stage 4, extended enterprise, or 5, orchestrated supply chain. Evolving a company into one of the higher stages begins with top management deciding to permit exchange of pertinent information across the supply chain. The starting point for getting to stage 4 is often one partnership that points the way toward the completely networked system. Internal resistance to change must be broken down. Only then can the company approach prospective partners with an inter-enterprise strategy. If other prospective members are also willing to explore collaboration, they establish a technical infrastructure. Members then work together over time to reach stage 5. Strategy is set in several steps. Determine the goals and the desired end state of the supply chain. Create cross-functional and cross-business teams. Organize the supply chain's operational processes and IT's mission. Design and change management and training with stringent timetables for all parties. Measure results and provide feedback. Create a conceptual model that will adequately explain the process and all of its elements. Establish technical infrastructure. Because cross-functional or ad hoc teams will be making more decisions, a culture shift and a shift in individual employee skill sets must occur. Supply chain network optimization requires that centralized and decentralized approaches be mixed to optimize the decision-making process. Teams perform collaborative centralized planning, but execution will be decentralized. Multiple management levels create integrated organizational structures. Organizations wishing to form a strategy to get to the next stage first need teams to stay abreast of supply chain technology developments. This thinking should include how the technology would benefit them if they had it as well as if a competitor had it first. Second, organizations wishing to move to an inter-enterprise strategy must build a wide and deep knowledge base of all members of the supply chain network. Third, team-building training should stress a holistic viewpoint. That is, they should think of all members of the supply chain as if they were all in the same lifeboat. When cross-functional teams come from different nationalities and cultures, supply chain managers may need to educate team members to show proper sensitivity to cultural differences. Role of nucleus firm and cross-functional teams. Moving between stages is often facilitated or orchestrated by a nucleus firm or channel master. Because the nucleus firm is most likely the best known name in the partnership or has its name on the products, it is ultimately responsible for customer satisfaction. Therefore, the nucleus firm will champion the cause, contact potential partners, perform a technology audit, and form teams with qualified partners across both functional and enterprise boundaries. This firm must also measure, monitor, and manage the supply chain across companies to make it appear seamless. Common cross-functional and cross-business teams formed to support a supply chain management initiative include the following. Executive team. The executive team led by the nucleus firm sets the pace and strategic goals for collaboration and examines mutual strategies for market penetration. Technology team. The technology team examines requirements for databases, networking, software, and configuration, especially as regards communications and security for safe collaboration. It should be the first team formed, because the team must agree on methods of connecting systems and make these connections before other teams progress past the conceptual stage of network planning. The technology team works with the other teams to find types of information that would build mutual advantage. They analyze existing systems to determine actions to support strategic goals. This team should have representatives from the general IT functional areas, not just supply chain technology specialists, due to the need for cybersecurity and networking expertise. Buying team. This team examines leveraging combined network purchasing, procurement, and sourcing strategies. Making team. The making team examines collaborative improvements to manufacturing. Members may feel that their process is already optimal, and incremental steps must be taken to show the benefits of production collaboration. Selling team. The selling team examines marketing, sales, and customer service synergies to reduce cycle times and optimize order fulfillment and safety stock. Each partner's customer base and segments reveal potential for cross-selling. Inventory team. The inventory team determines optimal total inventory and inventory turnover to show the benefits of collaboration. Delivery team. The delivery team examines total space against actual inventory. The team builds a consensus on logistics best practices, total asset use, use of just-in-time, JIT, or other inventory strategies, and network safety stocks. External relationships will start out with collaboration meetings, followed by partial or pilot endeavors, and then standing and/or project-based team development. Relationships will move forward only when the technical foundations are in place and each party is given reasons to trust the others. Once the initial connectivity project is complete, the network is at the beginning of stage 3, integrated enterprise. Thereafter, the teams work toward continuous improvement. At stages 4 and 5, teams see the results of their labor, as real-time network communications are actively used by all cross-functional teams.